Welcome. As Dave said, first of all, if you're our guest, we're the New York City Church of Christ here in New Jersey. And you've probably got the gist of the fact that we've been split up in several different groups this summer. Seems like a long, long time ago since we've been in here. And I've just been so excited all week about seeing everybody and about being together. I almost like being a kid about Christmas. I woke up about 5 o'clock this morning, couldn't go back to sleep. I know it's warm, but you know what? We're in September. That means it's going to be getting cooler. Back at the first of the week, they were predicting in the 90s today, and I'm like, Lord, please. So it's encouraging at least to watch the prediction go lower and lower as God was smiling on us throughout the week. You could be turning to Mark chapter 5. Wow, no place I'd rather be. Here in your love. And when we're in God's love, we are in each other's love. And it really is so encouraging to be together again and look forward to spending the fall together. It's great to have our kids with us. Now, I know we're going to fix this children's ministry thing. Amen. You may say, why are they trying to get the whole year filled before they start? Just be in charge of something like this one time and you'll know. It's but you know, we need 130 something people. That's for the whole year, and there are more than 600 of us. So we can do that. I know a lot of you are involved in a lot of things already, but I know we'll have plenty of helpers, and that's exciting. We are here. We are here because there is a fire set in our soul. We love God. We love being together. We love following Jesus. And I think it's fitting today even that as we remember the events of 9/11 on 15 years ago, and as we are aware that still there is uncertainty in our world, still there is unrest, there's violence, there are things that we are not in control of, we have hope because of God. We've sung some great songs about God, how awesome our God is, how great our God is. And I think it's fitting that we traditionally here in New Jersey have honored 9/11 by having a blood drive. And I think that's real fitting. You know, in the Old Testament, long before they understood it medically, God said the life is in the blood. And we get to participate today in giving life to other people. There are a lot of things we want to do today. Also, felt like when I was thinking about today, when I woke up about 5 this morning, with our little ministry staff, as we planned today, we had a real ambitious plan for all the things we want to do today. So, amen. We're going to do them, and I hope you're going to be encouraged. This is the story in Mark chapter 5, as we are looking at all about Jesus this year, that we won't go into the whole story. Basically, though, you probably know the story. Jesus came across a man who was, the Bible calls, demon-possessed. Even chains couldn't hold him. And he lived in the tombs, and he lived in the caves, and he was driving himself and everybody around him nuts. And Jesus came along and said to the spirit, come out of him. And the spirits did, and ran into a bunch of pigs, and they ran off the cliff. And there are a whole lot of lessons in this message, but I want us to look at the conclusion of the story. This man, would you think, was probably rather fired up, had a fire set in his soul when now he was in his right mind again. And at the end, verse 18 of Mark 5, Jesus was getting in the boat. The man who had been demon-possessed begged to go with him. Jesus did not let him, but said, go home to your family. Tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. So the man went away and began to tell in the Decapolis how much the Lord had done for him, and all the people were amazed. We're going to be thinking a little bit today about how much the Lord's done for us. And we're going to be amazed at His mercy. And we'll end by taking communion together in a little while. And that reminds me, if you didn't get a communion cup as you came in, raise your hand and one of the ushers will get you one. Just keep it up for a minute. And I've lost mine up here. I started out with it, so somebody will bring me one. I'll get one from you in a minute. Thank you. The good news of how much the Lord has done for us. You know, a lot has happened since we've been together in June. There have been some amazing things that have happened. Been some challenging things that have happened. Several of you have lost loved ones since we've been together. We lost our dear sister Michelle, tragically, since we've been together. But you know, God's done some amazing things too. A bunch of us went to St. Louis for a great Reach conference. There were about 18,000 people from our fellowship from all over the United States. Together worshiping God and hearing messages and fellowshipping. I spent one afternoon just walking around running into people. And it was so exciting to see people from all over the country that Mary Lou and I have known through the years. We have the conclusion of our special contribution. If you look at your newsletter just a minute, I'm going to refer to a couple of things about it. But in the middle of the first page, I want you to notice when it was all said and done, this room right here gave more than $250,000 for our special contribution. That is amazing. You are to be so commended. We've had camps this summer. We'll hear more about that in a minute. And we have a real significant role in those camps because the Lippincotts lead the teen camp and the Murdochs the preteen camp and a lot of you involved in helping them. We had amazing camps. Hot weather, but amazing camps. And we appreciate all you have served. We've seen people become Christians this summer. And it's exciting as we come back together to think about the things God's going to do in the fall. Because I believe we're going to have a great fall of fantastic fun and fellowship and fruit and family and a bunch of stuff. Because we do serve an awesome God. It's great that our campus kids are back in school, and I don't know if the teens feel like it's great they're back in school, but we're all back together over here. Amen. And we've got a lot of things ahead. If you look at your calendar for just a minute, as we think about the fall, New Jersey Fall 2017, a lot of things going on. You can look at those. I'll mention a couple of them because we really look forward to a great fall. As we go through September, a congregational Bible Talk leaders meeting next Sunday in Manhattan, and that will be very exciting with Sam Powell. The 25th, makeup contribution, what does that mean? You know, as Dave mentioned, it's been a crazy summer. Lots of traveling, lots of small groups, lots of vacations. We didn't quite make up the times that we missed, Reach, and so forth. We're about a week behind, really. So think about your summer. If you somehow missed the week on the 25th throughout the church, we're making that up. Look at October 2nd. It says multiple services. Let me explain that for just a minute. We're a big group. We got a lot of different people in a lot of different places in life. On October 2nd, we're going to be here at Clifton High School. But here's what's going to happen. Of course, we're having kids' classes, Sam. Amen. The marrieds are going to be in here. And Florence and Jeff Sackinger from Southern Connecticut Church are going to be having kind of a workshop with us. The Edge Ministry is going to meet in the gym with something very special there. Campus teens are going to meet in the upper gym. We're going to come together, but we're going to go in kind of some demographic groups. And this would be a great time to bring people who are kind of like us in places in life. And as we go on through the fall, we've got our annual International Day of Giving for Hope, the second Sunday in October. And our goal is very small. It's just $12 a member to help Hope because of what we do every week. And you'll see a lot of exciting things going on in the fall, retreats. We just, Lord, look forward to a great fall. But you know what? Back to our theme. It's all about Jesus. That's what that little card says. All about Jesus. And as we think about Jesus this year and this fall, we're really going to try to focus specifically this fall on some of the teachings of Jesus. What He said, what it means in our lives. And you know, we have a great family here. I hope you feel that. I do. I'm so proud of you. I brag on you all over the place to everybody I can who will possibly listen. Kind of like my grandchildren. And so many are involved in so many things. Our children's ministry with Armstrongs and the Garrisons and so many other people. And I know we'll have these volunteers. And we got a preteen ministry. They're off in the gym. Bruce Nussbaum's our deacon. We got young teens with Anthony Taguchi's our deacon. We got our teen ministry, Edge, Campus, Marrieds. We got married people here, right? We're not left out. And it's exciting to see. I appreciate our deacons and all the serving that goes on. I appreciate Lewis Livingston, my fellow elder. I appreciate all of the groups. Dave mentioned the grief recovery group. We've got chemical recovery groups and safe groups and so many different things because we want to meet our needs and the needs of other people, and we want to help people come to know Jesus. I do want to say how Mary Lou and I are so incredibly grateful for you. We're so incredibly grateful for the little ministry staff that we get to be a part of and work with. I know you know this, but these people love God, love you, love the lost. And it's such an honor and privilege for us to be with Russ and Sari, especially as they're now really working with the Marrieds and Rob and Chelsea with the campus, and Shauna has joined us with the campus and made such a difference. Rob will share a little bit of that in a minute. And Ross and Manami and our youth and family, as well as the worship and you. And you know what? Let me just say it. We got a good thing going on here that God has created. And as we thought about today, as the brothers have been together and trying to think about what we want to do today, we want mostly, as we take communion in a few minutes before that, to encourage you with the exciting things that have happened, that are happening, that are going to happen in this fall. And as Jesus said, let's tell how much the Lord has done for us. So Rob's going to share a little bit about the campus ministry, Ross Youth and Family, Russ a little bit about the Edge and Marrieds, and then I'm going to come back and we're going to share a couple things and take communion together. Amen.
Good stuff. Good morning, church. It's great to be back together here. And I'm looking forward to sharing with you for a few minutes about the incredible summer that the campus ministry had, as well as the beginning of the fall that we've dove right into here these past couple weeks. So, you want to hear about our summer? So, you know, it felt like Acts chapter 8, verse 4, where it says, "Those who had been scattered preached the word wherever they went." You know, really for the summers at the campus ministry, everybody's just scattered all over the place. People are back home, traveling, serving at camps and different places. And I just want to start off sharing a little bit about that. You know, we had our incredible sister Hannah from Seton Hall serving in Guatemala over the summer. And then we had Mark Persing and Ed Donovan, who were at camp all summer, serving there with the camp staff team. Those guys are in that picture right there. You know, we had JD and Evian and Sydney, who were there for about a month, serving together as part of HEPCLA. Matt Ruper traveled to Hungary and led a Hope Youth Corps in Hungary there. So that was super encouraging. Then we had Brielle Chamberlain be part of a youth corps down in Philly. She had a great time down there. And just teen camp, senior camp, preteen camp, arts camp. So many campus people at these camps serving as counselors. And if you served as a counselor in any way at any of those camps, stand up and let us thank you. So that was awesome to have all of them. So as I said, scattered everywhere. You know, people are just traveling, doing incredible things, serving God and helping other people all around the world, really. And that was super encouraging. And then there's kind of a reversal of that as everybody came back together for Reach 2016. And that was such an amazing time, wasn't it? And I know that the campus ministry enjoyed an incredible ICMC campus track as part of the Reach Conference. So it's just so encouraging to look back at the summer and see so many serving at camps and serving in Hungary and Guatemala and different places around the country and the world for God. Amen? Locally, over the summer, we had some great things going on. You know, Monday to Thursday, we did daily Bible talks at Rutgers Newark and at Bergen County College. And those were a lot of fun together. And, you know, we had Bible talks Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tons of people coming out, studying the Bible, hearing the Word of God, and continuing to study the Bible now. Those were super encouraging every week together. Our theme for the summer in our New Jersey campus was For Him. In reflection of in Corinthians, where it says that because of Jesus giving His life on the cross for us, we now live for Him. And we had lots of great midweek lessons on living for God. And one in particular, we had our brother Spain come. And he spoke on being fit for Him. And campus had a great exercise night there. And then there was a bunch of cake for Simone's birthday at the end that Larnie brought by. So that was a test at the end of the night if they were really listening. But no, you work out, you earn the cake, right? That's how I take it. So we had some great campus midweeks together. So many fun events. Friday nights, we do our campus family nights where we have great fellowship and build memories together. We had a huge all-New York campus Central Park picnic together. That was incredible. And then we had a campus luau at the White's House. And we played manhunt at Montclair State. And we had multiple hikes and barbecues at the Farleys, at the John Louise House out that lead the Poconos. And game nights at the park. Just every Friday was just so much fun together, celebrating the summer and our relationships with each other. We had a lot of fun locally here in the New Jersey campus ministry. You know, I want to share for a second about the New York School of Missions. You know, we had an incredible summer together as the New York School of Missions. We started off with a Philly camp where we went down to the camp before any of the other camps started. And, you know, we had some MTA classes taught by Steve Kennard, Ed Anton, and a few other teachers down there. This is a hike. But here's our group together at the camp for our MTA camp. And we taught New Testament survey. So we took classes learning a survey of the entire New Testament. And then we took a second class on biblical exegesis, correct interpretation of the Bible. So that was an incredible camp there with you know, leaders, interns, campus leaders, youth and family leaders from all the ACR families of churches. And as we came back from that, we had 38 people in our New York program, our New York School of Missions, every Friday getting together for classes taught by Steve Kennard. And we took Biblical Exegesis Part 2, or Interpretation Part 2, specifically studying out the book of James and how to correctly study and interpret passages. So it was a great summer with the School of Missions, having 38 people from the New York campus, youth and family ministry together, learning from Steve Kennard, learning from each other, and having a great summer. So locally, we had a great summer. Everyone scattered had a great summer. And now here we are heading into fall 2016. Amen? Now I just want to take a minute and share about that. You know, as we're heading into the fall, we've decided as a campus ministry, not just in New Jersey, but across all New York campus ministry, that we are going to study out the book of Acts. And there's regional campus midweeks going on for every single region where every Wednesday we're studying the same portion of the book of Acts together. This past Friday, we had our theme is the way, which got cut off there. But this past Friday, we had a huge all New York campus Devo focused on our theme, the way. And you see everybody in our unified campus T-shirts there cheering and celebrating together. In our New Jersey campus ministry, we have 10 new people that have come into our ministry. You know, super encouraging. 18 disciples from our incredible New Jersey Youth and Family Teen Ministry coming over into the campus. So encouraging to have all of them with us. And, you know, we're continuing the campus track of the School of Missions into the fall. And we have 15 students training in the New York School of Missions, either as full-time interns, part-time interns, or student leaders that are volunteering, being trained for leadership. And from our New Jersey group, we have four part-time interns this fall. We have Matt, Mark, Charles, and Brielle. You guys could stand up quick. Serving as part-time interns. And then as volunteer student leaders in the School of Missions, we have Simone and Kyrie Gilchrist joining us. Super encouraging. You know, so we started off the fall, we wanted to get the brothers and sisters bonded. So the sisters had a bonfire, and the brothers had what we called a bro-over. And we did a camp out together. No tents. We just slept out under the stars together. This was super bonding. We played basketball, volleyball, had a great time around the fire. Over 50 hot dogs were eaten, 10% of them by Matt. It was a good time. You know, we wanted to imitate the first century church as they started the book of Acts. So we decided as we head into the fall that we were going to have some time of prayer as they prayed together in Acts chapter 1 before Pentecost happened. Amen? So September 2nd, we met at the Joneses, and we prayed from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And some people obviously did not stay the whole time, myself included in that. But many stayed together praying from 7 p.m. till 11, 12, 2, and then a faithful few made it all the way till 7 in the morning the next day, praying, singing, reading scripture, getting prepared together for an incredible fall. Then we had a campus park service on Sunday. And this past week, we had an incredible week going out just sharing our faith for our kickoff week. You know, in a reflection of Acts chapter 2, we decided let's try to share our faith with 3,000 people from Monday to Friday on campus. So we got together and we went for it. And as you know, Monday was Labor Day, so campuses weren't even open. So that wasn't really, that was like a bonus day, you know? And then Friday, campuses aren't too busy. We had to go in the city. But really, Tuesday to Wednesday, we were on campus morning to night, sharing with as many people as we could. And it was super exciting for me as I got to bring Bradley on campus for the first time and get to share my faith with him and Chelsea together as a family, which was really kind of a full circle type of thing as Chelsea and I really built our friendship and relationship sharing at Montclair together. But it was an incredible week. So many people out just sharing their faith. People on campus by themselves sharing their faith. People going in pairs and groups of three sharing their faith. And I just want to very quickly highlight our incredible women's campus minister, Shauna Gill, who really just blew it away this week. You know, Shauna decided, I want God to do something incredible through me this week. So she got on campus Tuesday morning at 7:45, and she comes up to me and she's like, Rob, this week I want to try to share my faith with over 1,000 people. And she went for it. Shauna just was killing it all day, just boldly going up to groups of people and introducing herself, inviting them to Bible talk, to church. And, you know, this is not just handing out invites like, hey, check it out, one. Hey, check it out, two. Hey, check it out, three. Hey, you know, this is, hey, excuse me, my name's Rob. You know, I'm part of a campus. I mean, this is really talking to people, you know. By the end of Tuesday, Shauna had shared with 485 people. You know, by the end of the week, she's got over 200 people's phone numbers interested in coming to Bible talk or studying the Bible. Isn't that so encouraging? I want to really lift up Shauna for that. By Thursday afternoon, she had broken her goal and shared with 1,004 people. So inspiring. You know, as a campus ministry, we really came together to start the semester strong like they did in Acts chapter 2. And by the end of Friday, we had surpassed our goal of 3,000, and we had shared our faith with 5,606 people. Hundreds of people have given their phone numbers saying, I'd like to come to Bible talk. I want to come to church or study the Bible. Please pray for us as we have many seeds to water and watch God make grow. Amen? I'm so excited for this fall. Please pray for the campus ministry. We had a great summer, and we look forward to an incredible fall together. Amen.
sound incredible this morning, singing and worshiping God together. It's great to be back together. Amen. And as I was thinking about what I would share about the youth and family ministry from this summer, I thought, what better way than to show you the video from camp for those of you who didn't get to be there, so you can really feel like you got to be a part of what we did. We really had an incredible summer, and we had an amazing teen camp. And I just want to take a second to thank all of our, if you volunteered, again, like Rob said with the campus, if you could stand up, parents who volunteered, youth workers, if you were a part of teen camp, if you could stand up, I'd really like to thank you guys. Thank you guys so much. We had an incredible week together. Everything from the lessons to the singing, it was phenomenal. Our theme was 1 Corinthians 9:24, and it says, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize." And it was such a great theme because, as you know, we had the 2016 Summer Olympics, and so we got to focus on that as it was a big current event. But one really cool thing was there was actually a teen from Central New Jersey who ran in the Olympics. So someone from our ministry was in the Olympics as we focused on that theme. And it was cool to show the teens not only that the Bible talks about running and about the Olympics and uses it as an analogy for the spiritual life, but we also learned about how God is running towards us and we are His prize. It was an incredible teen camp. And again, thank you to everyone who helped out. As Rob shared, we also joined the youth, the New York School of Missions, and we created for the first time a youth and family track of the New York School of Missions, because we would like to train youth and family ministers to go into the full-time ministry throughout the New York City Church of Christ. So we had 12 interns throughout our church, throughout the New York City Church of Christ, that all came to be a part of those Friday classes. And from New Jersey, I'm excited if Desiree Douglas can stand up, wherever you are. Desiree, as good news from this, is going to be staying on as part-time youth and family intern for the fall while she continues working on her master's degree at William Patterson University. So give it up for Desiree Douglas. Now, really, God has been working in some incredible ways, and it's been amazing to see what you all have done. And I'd like to thank our mentors and people who are helping, because we're seeing our teens connect with God through camp and through Bible studies. And since teen camp, we have seen three teens become your brothers and sisters in Christ. They were baptized since teen camp. If you can stand up, on August 14th, Tommy Smith was baptized into Christ. You can stay standing. And on that same day, we had, I've never seen this before, a doubleheader teen ministry baptism. Two people baptized at the same time, and Vanessa Torres was baptized, and shortly thereafter went to the campus ministry. And then this past week, on September 6th, Coralie Francois from the Montclair Midweek Group was baptized into Christ. We have a short video of Coralie's baptism. You guys can sit down. Amen. So it's definitely encouraging to see God at work in the Morris Plains group, in the Saddlebrook group, and also in the Montclair group with our teens, and seeing them become Christians. That is incredible to me. And then finally, as we share, one thing looking forward into the fall is that we are hosting the 2016 Teen-Led Conference. It's going to be October 22nd to 23rd. If you don't know what a teen-led conference is, it's simply that. It's a conference that is led by teens. The teens plan the conference. The teens do all the classes. The teens do all the singing. No adult gets on stage ever in the conference. And it's really an incredible thing. This year, we're going to do it at Clarkstown South High School. It's the same place where we do the teen lock-in. And I'm really excited because our registration is up and live, and you can go and register. And I'm super pumped because guess what? Our website is www.teenledconference.com. That's right. We bought the domain name, and now we own teenledconference.com for future years. So it's teenledconference.com. You can go there to register. I want you to know as well, 7th and 8th graders are invited to the Sunday service. So just for the Sunday service, 7th and 8th graders are invited. We would like the young teens to come and be a part of that. But I also want to, as I give this good news, I also want to put out a request for help. because we have a lot of help that's needed. It's a big service opportunity, which is that we're expecting somewhere in the range of 200 to 300 teens from the New England area come down to be a part of this conference, and we need people to help host them. So we're asking especially that teen families, although really any family, if you've been screened for children's ministry, there's a way to apply to host teens from the Teen-Led Conference. And you can go to the website. There's a link at the very bottom of the website. There's a link, and you can fill out an application form to host teens just for one night from New England. And again, I'd love to ask you, please do that. It's a great form of service, a way to be like Jesus and show hospitality to people from another church. And then finally, what I want to do is I want to close. Our teens made a movie for Teen Camp, and I want to show that movie right now, especially because there's a cameo from one of our staff members. And so Zach Casper, Keenan Mitchell, and a few of our teens worked really hard and put this movie together. So we're going to end with the youth and family sharing by showing you guys our New Jersey teen movie.
Now you wouldn't believe it, that I can run like the wind blows. One day, when I saw what Jesus had done for me, I decided to run the race.
Jane, it was lovely, she was a queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio.
As I ran the race, I found other people to run the race with me.
Mountains that we moved.
And as I ran, other people came and tried to fool me out of the race. But I thought about Jesus, and I said no, and I kept running the race.
Wish I didn't know now what I didn't know then. Against the wind, we were running against the wind.
Then one day, I realized I was a much older man, but I still ran the race.
Surrounded by strangers I thought were my friends, found myself further and further from my home, and I guess I lost my way.
Sit in silence, you're stressed out, dude, just come over here, man, chill out, man,
break up.
No, I have to run the race.
And I ran, and then one day I saw the finish line, and I ran through the tape, and I embraced Jesus.
Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Run in such a way as to get the prize.
That was great. Let's give our teen, our youth and family ministry a hand. That was awesome. You seen the cameo there. You know, it has been a full summer, but it is great for us to be back together. I got some really encouraging things that I want to share with you that God's done. But I also want to remind us of a few things. Just the brothers, this week is men's midweek. Amen. So let's make sure we are reminded so that we can go and be there and be encouraged. Also, I know it's a little hot today, but there is going to be a camp fundraiser in the cafeteria. Snow cones are being offered.
So if you want to cool down, you can go right on in. Yeah, in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 26, the Bible says, if one part is honored, every part rejoices with it. You know, this summer marked the 20th year of our preteen and young teen camp here in the New York City church. And it was amazing. Because God pulls together all of these kids from all different places, and they're hearing and learning about Jesus, building great relationships, creating memories. You know, as I look at this picture, I see a bright future for God's church with many talented young boys and girls. In fact, in June of this year, one of our young boys was given a hug by our First Lady, Michelle Obama, who happened to come to school in Newark, St. Philip's Academy, and they chose Peter Barkley out of all of the kids in school because of his character and his knowledge of the ecosystem. Isn't that awesome? He got to take a picture with Michelle. Now there's Olivia Burnett. Olivia has a talent of cooking. Well, her mom entered her into a contest, and guess what? She aired on the Food Network Chop Junior show. And that happened in July. You know, we have no idea who we're sitting next to in our fellowship. But let's continue to help develop and nurture our children's abilities and see what God does with it. You know, in the Edge ministry, God has been working powerfully, especially in the month of July. Why? Well, there were two engagements in the month of July. Johnny and Maisha were engaged, and Amanda and Josh were engaged. But there was also some other things happening in the month of July. You know, there's quite a few number of steady couples in the region, but this couple crossed on over to the marriage ministry, and Ronald and Corinne were married in August, and that was really awesome. But you know, there's that group there of steady couples growing in the New Jersey region. But the group is continuing to grow because there's one of our newer steady couple. But then there's the newest steady couple. And as someone has said to me recently, New Jersey has got it going on. And that is very true. But it's not just going on in the Edge ministry, it's going on in the marriage ministry. Because, you know, in the marriage ministry, we're seeing new additions coming. There is Olivia Sanchez, born in August. Mom and daughter are doing awesome. But not only her, Nada Lalage was born last week to Dita and Albert. And it's so encouraging to see the family growing. You know, our marriage ministry has now created a marriage planning committee, and you're going to be hearing about some really cool events coming up that we can reach out to our families and friends. You know, this year, God has helped six marrieds be baptized and restored in the first part of this year. And I know that God is going to do even more in the fall of this year, because our God is an awesome God. And when people are full of faith and they're having fun, great things can happen. Let's continue to fix our eyes on Jesus, and let's have a fantastic fall for the glory of God.
Amen. As we take communion together in just a moment, that place we started in Mark 5, Jesus said to the man who had been healed, think about the mercy that has been shown you. Mercy has been shown us who are Christians. I love that old song that we sang today, How Great Thou Art. And the third verse is especially meaningful, and I think it's meaningful as a parent, and it's as meaningful as a grandparent, but just, let me just say the words to you again, because why we do all of this that we do, it's because of Jesus. It's because we believe in Him. We believe in His Word. We have acknowledged our sins. We appreciate His sacrifice. We bask in His love. We live by faith in Him. And the writer of this hymn said, "And when I think that God, His Son, not sparing, sent Him to die, I scarce can take it in. That on the cross, my burden gladly bearing, He bled and died to take away my sin." That's why we do what we do. That's what we remember in communion. That Jesus bled and died to take away our sin. One thing I love about when we have these individual cups is that we literally can all take the bread at exactly the same time instead of passing it, and then take the cup at exactly the same time. And it connects us. Paul, the Hebrew writer, says we participate not only with Jesus but with each other as we take communion. I'm going to pray and we'll take the bread and reflect just a few seconds, and then I'll pray again and we'll take the cup. Let's pray. Father, thank You that You sent Your Son to die for us. Thank You for all of this good news about who we are as a church, but who we are is because of what He did. Thank You that You gave Him. Thank You for His body. Thank You for His willingness to come and give Himself for us. Thank You for this bread that reminds us of His body, and that we remember and memorialize and celebrate the sacrifice that He made for us. Bless us as we get to, in this great assembly of believers, commune with You and with each other as we together take this bread and remember Jesus. We pray in His name. Amen. We'll pray again. Father, we come before You knowing that we'll never really grasp the extent of Your love and Jesus' love and what happened on the cross. Thank You for the mercy shown us. We know that Gadarene demoniac got great mercy in being freed from his demons. But Father, we've been freed from the demon of sin by the blood of Jesus. Thank You so much for that. Thank You for this time to remember His blood, to participate again together and in this way, and the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, the blood that was given for us. And we take it now in such gratitude to You and to Him. We pray in His name. Amen.